Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Everybody, Bob Stauffer joining you from the proverbial Valley of the Sun. We're on the Arizona State campus. Ivory Tower, I don't know if it's considered, one of the elite academic institutions in the U.S., but it certainly has a great reputation of a party school, and I'm not sure what type of party we're going to get tonight, because it is very likely to be the last game that the Arizona Coyotes play in this current incarnation, as all signs point to the fact that Mullet Arena, 4,600 fans per game, it's all they got, not an NHL arena in the eyes of the majority of the NHL players. This situation is about, it appears as though, to come to an end. Edmonton Oilers, with their the only team in the NHL to play back-to-back to close out the regular season. Edmonton had 49 wins this year. They are secured in the second playoff spot in the Pacific Division, but they don't know who they're going to play yet. Vegas controls the destiny for the third spot. Never say never as to what will end up happening, but it's going to be interesting. Edmonton at Mullet Arena, 4,600 fans. There could be anywhere from 1,600 to 3,000 Oilers fans here tonight, but there might have been a bit of a ticket buyback that was taking place as those ticket prices skyrocketed early in the week as we found out the inevitable that was going to come to fruition with the Arizona Coyotes moving to Salt Lake for next season. And we will tell you that there's over 80 accredited media members here, several national media members. There's even a little bit of intrigue going on. There's extra security in the house for today's game as well. Edmonton and Arizona live from Mullet Arena. Coming up on today's show, we are going to hear from Elliot Freeman from NHL Hockey and Rogers, one of the men that broke the story over the course of the last week involving Salt Lake, from PHNX Sports, Craig Morgan, who is the local chair amongst the writers that cover this Arizona Coyotes hockey team. OEG Executive VP of Communications Tim Shipton's going to make an appearance on today's show as well. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Don't miss Charlie Crockett live at the River Cree Saturday, May 25th. Get your tickets now at therivercreeresort.com. I know I'm looking forward to the Toast of the Town event with former Edmonton Oilers owner Cal Nichols coming up on Saturday night at the River Cree. Barry Stafford and the gang, John Sexsmith, Bryn Griffiths, all helping out there. It's going to be a great time. Dave Jameson as well. Really looking forward to that. I know Kevin Karius and myself are going to be a part of that evening. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. Brendan Escott is back at the 630 Chet Studios. He's going to be on today's show. The Oilers, we're going to have a full 90-minute Oilers Now for you, and then the pregame show, and then the game tonight against Arizona. We're going to have a full 90-minute Oilers Now tomorrow, and then the 90-minute pregame show, and the game against Colorado tomorrow night, and then we fly back immediately after game to Edmonton. And for all you folks currently listening up in Grand Prairie, myself, former Oilers head coach and GM Craig McTavish, and former Oilers Jason Strudwick, we'll be making our way up to Grand Prairie for Friday night, and Brendan will be hosting Oilers Now. And then, starting next week, as the NHL playoffs get started, we still don't know what Edmonton's going to play. There's a chance game one actually ends up being Sunday or Monday, but whatever the case, on Oilers game days, we'll have full two-hour editions of Oilers Now for you, and then 90 full two-hour City Ford Face-Off show, and then on non-Oiler game days, we'll have 3 hours of Oilers Now sold, so, and ready to go and get after it. And we are sold out. You should know that as well. That's the passion for hockey in oil country. All right, before we get to the top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling and game day lineup report, we'll mention we'll also have NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. We'll tell you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Again, get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. Head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. I'm going to throw a simple question out there. So this team is heading to Salt Lake. We know that. Where should it have gone to? Text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with Legacy Heating and Cooling. Home and no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. The off-ice story is the move of the franchise from Arizona to Salt Lake. The on-ice story is the Oilers will sit Darnell Nurse and Cody Ceci for tonight's game, along with Evander Kane and Derek Ryan. Edmonton has also recalled from the farm Sam Gagne and Adam Ernie. I'm going to expect those guys play tomorrow, potentially against the Colorado Avalanche. So the Oilers are basically sitting three regulars. Kane's got a little bit of a day-to-day issue, but Nurse and CC definitely are, you know, a legit D pairing for the Oilers. Same forward combinations as the last game, and the Oilers are going to have Broberg and Stetcher in the lineup, though they may not play together. We'll tell you Calvin Pickard starts in goal. And to give you all of the specifics, we're going to head into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Cute selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's Chris Knobloch, Oilers head coach, on Philip Broberg.
Broby's going to be playing. Stetcher's going to play also. Nurse and Cease are not. They'll play tomorrow night, and then we can make a decision on who plays the next game.
And what about the forward lines for the Oilers, Chris?
We're going to have the same forward group tonight, and then tomorrow's game, playing the back-to-back, we'll reassess, and most likely some guys coming out.
And Knobloch added some perspective on the emotion of the game against the Coyotes tonight.
Yeah, I think it's a good dry run for us, where we're getting ready for the playoffs, and we're going to have a little bit of a playoff atmosphere, the cheering, the crowd into it, and also the emotions running high from the opposition. And, you know, obviously it's not a playoff game, but we can treat it as one and kind of get us a little bit ready for the playoffs.
All right. Meanwhile, Philip Broberg is in the lineup, his first game for the Oilers since November the 22nd.
Oh, I'm excited. It's been a little while, but, you know, I'm glad I'm back and I'm feeling good.
And Broberg, who has 5 goals and 35 points in 48 games of the minors, said this is saying his time in Bakersfield.
No, I, like I said, I feel very good and confident in my game, and it's been going pretty good down there, and you know, I want to bring that play up here as well.
And he added that he feels more ready to contribute as an NHL player.
Yeah, I think the time in Bakersfield has helped me. I think they're doing a very good job in Bakersfield developing guys. And I think last 20, 30 games down there, I think I've taken some steps. And, you know, I'm ready to show what I can do again.
Meanwhile, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins said this is saying the approach to the Oilers' final two regular season games.
Yeah, I think right now we're still, we want to build and maintain our habits and play the right way. Doesn't really matter what's on the line. It's every time you go out there, you want to play the right way. You don't want to let anything slip. And even the other night, obviously we got up early, but I thought our habits were good, and we just kind of played the same way through the whole 60. So it's important for us to do that. Obviously you want to stay healthy, and I think we'll have some a bit of a break after these two games, so get a chance to rest then.
All right, that's interesting. Meanwhile, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins had these comments on Mullet Arena.
lower capacity and a lot less people. So overall, probably a little quieter. But there's college fans, and we get a lot of Oilers fans coming down too. So they keep it pretty loud. So definitely a different atmosphere, different arena to play in compared to all the other ones. So it's always interesting coming here, but yeah, it'll be fun.
All right, let's head off to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing at 416 in Edmonton. Your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
Maple Leafs finish up their regular season tonight, visiting Tampa Bay. And Austin Matthews, of course, enters with the pursuit of 70 goals. Hasn't been a 70-goal scorer since 1992-93. Darnell Nurse is the Oilers' nominee for the King Clancy Memorial Trophy. That one's given each year to the player who best exemplifies leadership on and off the ice. Marc-Andre Fleury signed a one-year, $2.5 million contract extension with Minnesota. 39-year-old says yes, that is going to be his last season. Montreal exercising the two-year option on the contract of head coach Martin Saint-Louis, and that'll commit him to the team for the next three seasons overall. He took over in February of 22. Bakersfield is home to Ontario tonight, and there are lots of possible playoff scenarios, as Colin Chalk outlined yesterday. Meantime, Saskatoon took a 3-0 series lead over Red Deer with a win last night at the Centrium. They can wrap up that series this evening, Bob.
All right, we have a minute. Let's get to it. It's the Game Day Lineup Report for McGuire Financial.
The Game Day Lineup Report is brought to you by McGuire Financial. Make your financial future a scoring success. For a free financial consultation, visit McGuireFinancial.ca.
Chris Knobloch has the best record in the NHL since being named head coach of the Oilers back on November the 13th. Edmonton is second in the league at plus 64 in goal differential. It'll be Connor McDavid up front with Adam Henrique and Zach Hyman. Leon Draisaitl with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Warren Fogle. Ryan McLeod with Dylan Holloway and Corey Perry. Sam Carrick with Matias Janmark and Connor Brown. That was based on today where Chris Knobloch said same forward group. Doesn't necessarily mean lines, I guess. We assume Ekholm and Bouchard will play together. Evan Bouchard's got 81 points this series, playing 23 minutes a game. Macy, Philip Roberg, and Vincent Desharnais, and Brett Kulak, and Troy Stetcher. Wasn't necessarily set in stone this morning during the time that we talked to coach as to who the D pairings would be. Kelvin Pickard gets a start in goal. He's 3-2-1 at 2.54 goals against average, .917 save percentage. Edmonton fourth in goals, fourth, third on the power play, first in shots for, fifth in faceoffs, and first in expected goals for. The Arizona Coyotes are 25th in goals against, 27th on the PK, 27th in shots for, 31st on faceoffs, 23rd on expected goals for. Their top two lines are Schmaltz with Keller and Kerfoot, Cooley with Kraus, and Edmontonian Dylan Gunther selected ninth overall in 2021, 17 goals, 33 points, 44 games. Moser and Durzi, Valimaki, and former Oilers pick Mike Kesselring are the top pairing. We don't actually have the starter. We think it's going to be Connor Ingram. They had an OPT and optional today. 419 back with Tim Shipton from the Oilers Entertainment Group when we return on Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer joining you, and we are pleased to be joined right now from the Oilers Entertainment Group. He's been on multiple times on the radio station before, a couple times with us over the years, and we welcome back to the show the Oilers Entertainment Group's Executive VP of Communications and Gaming, Tim Shipton. Hello, Tim. How you doing?
Very good, Robert.
Yeah, it's a little weird here, I got to tell you. It's got a little bit of a weird vibe going on. And this gives us an opportunity to talk about the importance of solid management and solid ownership. And just, you know, obviously you have a connection to the Nichols family like I do, and just that transition that occurred from the EIG to Daryl Cates, and just how completely different of a situation we're in as a result.
Yeah, you hit it. I mean, in Cal in the EIG days, it was about survival. Obviously, a different time. You know, pre CBA, Daryl came in. Obviously, from day one, building an elite hockey organization was on the list. And to do that, we needed you know, the best arena in professional sports, and we needed a district around that to do all the things that we could do to improve the fan experience. So fast forward to 2024, very exciting. We're on the eve of the NHL playoffs. you know, we got a team that we think, you know, can do some damage here in the playoffs. We're still waiting for the opponent, Bob, as you know.
Yes, yes.
But it's exciting times, and full credit to, you know, to Daryl for having that vision, and obviously excited about the guys that we have in the room, led by, of course, our captain, and, you know, what he's done. So it's an exciting time in the organization and the city.
All right, we don't know who the opponent's going to be yet, but we do know what sort of events are going to be planned in and around Ice District. So why don't you educate our listeners on what we got shaking?
Yeah, Bob. I mean, the first place, I think everybody asking about tickets, very limited inventory available. Best place to go, of course, as always, EdmontonOilers.com. You can sign up for a last-minute ticket alert, you know, things like opposing team holds and others. There's some scarce inventory there, but you never know. As always, what we want to do is create other options for folks to come down and experience that playoff vibe and feeling. So going to be programming the Plaza. The Plaza has become an amazing place for fans of all ages. And again, this year, of all ages, any fan from, you know, 8 to 88 can come down to the Ford Tailgate Party in Ice District Plaza. And then, of course, we brought this other cool space to life, Bob. I know you've been in there. The Scotiabank Fan Park will be another place. And really what we found, you know, as playoffs go on, more and more people want to come down, cheer on the team together. And so we've created these spaces. You know, we'll have food, we'll have drink, we'll have, you know, DJs, entertainment, we'll have, you know, some very well-known Oilers alumni, and all the things you'd expect around that Oilers experience. So it's going to be pretty cool. And then, Bob, you may ask, what about road games? And,
yes.
Of course,
hey, Tim, what about road games?
Bob, great question, as always. You're right on point. We got the Rogers road game watch parties inside of Rogers Place. That's becoming a phenomenon. You talk to people around the league, and they say, I mean, you sell out your road games now at Rogers Place? Well, yes, we do here in Edmonton. Net proceeds, $5 ticket, net proceeds to the foundation, so it's a win-win.
All right. Look, Tim, we got a limited time, but, hey, we appreciate you jumping aboard and educating us. Just to circle back, we don't know who the Oilers are going to play yet, but we do know we're pretty much sold out again. There are holds that get opened up. When do you think we'll have an idea? Are we literally waiting until, like, Thursday night at, you know, 11 o'clock, 11:30, before we're going to find out when the Oilers open at home?
I mean, you know, we're in close contact with the league. We've got nothing definitive, you know, people speculating on this day or that day. I think it might go down to the wire. And I mean, whenever we play, it's going to be exciting, but it sure would be nice to know sooner rather than later, that's for sure.
All right, at EdmontonOilers.com for all, and on the Oilers Twitter account as well for all additional information.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, I just want to say thanks for having me on, and it's exciting having you in your new time slot. You know, listening to you, your analysis, the great guests that you have on in the lead-up to games, so just appreciate everything that you're doing.
All right, well, flattery gets you everywhere. Thanks, Tim. See you Saturday night.
See you
later. That is Tim Shipton, who is with the Oilers Entertainment Group. It's 5:28 at Edmonton. We're going to go off to a global news weather traffic update, and that is going to be with Randy Kilburn, and then we'll return with Elliot Freeman when we return on Oilers Now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.